A reading from the Gospel of Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, Jesus came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. They were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. I find this a curious little story, because Mark puts in a little twist. Jesus sees his disciples struggling against the wind, and so he heads out walking across the water. He's God, he can do that. But then Mark tells us Jesus intended to pass them by. He didn't intend to save them from the wind. He was going to just walk to the other side and wait for them while they struggled the rest of the night? It's only when they see Jesus and are terrified that he then addresses them, "Do not be afraid," and he gets into the boat and the wind ceases. Perhaps that is how God is with us all the time. Maybe he doesn't step in to take away all of our struggles. Maybe God just does let us struggle, and it's only to the point where we're terrified, where we really think we can't take it anymore, that he comes and steps into our boat, gets into the boat with us, and calms the wind. But the rest of the time, well, this is life. Life is a struggle. Life often has a headwind, and God just lets that be, walks on by.